BJ and Jamie.
All of his friends start college in August, and because he's going to California, they don't start school until September. Okay. And so he's like, this is such a bummer. Like, everybody's getting ready to take off, and I'm just going to be stuck here with you.
BJ.
I feel for him. No, stuck here.
Stuck here with me. With me.
Jamie.
I said, all right, well, then let's do something crazy. Let's go to Switzerland or something like that, somewhere we haven't been.
If he goes to Switzerland, he still has to go with you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alrighty, here we go. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning and welcome. It is KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9. On the Odyssey app, it's free and it's for your phone, and you can take us anywhere you go. Podcast, it's there too. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm
a little bit better.
Yeah, I know you left here yesterday.
I did not feel good. Yeah. I had the chills all day yesterday. Some people call it like the travel flu or whatever, you know. And I, oh my God, I was freezing. I had 3 comforters on me.
Oh yeah. My! You think it was something maybe you ate?
No, I don't think so. I just think
like the flu.
Yeah,
or something.
I just had like the little flu. So I don't know. I feel better, but not 100%, but way better than yesterday.
Oh, the 24-hour flu. Yeah. I guess, right.
Yep. But man, at least I'm not in Florida.
Yeah, at least you're not in Florida. This melted thing is crazy.
Oh my God, I just saw that. I was watching a live feed just now of the traffic.
Yeah.
They're not even moving.
No.
Oh, and there was
a
woman, she was crying, and she was saying that they have no gas. She has 6 kids, and she's afraid she's going to be stuck on the freeway.
I watched her video.
Oh, you did?
Did you watch it?
I did. That's why I didn't know if you watched the entire thing,
so I'm asking. I watched her video. She has 6 kids, her and her husband, 4 dogs, and a mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She says they all can't even fit in her car. And there's no hotels within 500 miles of Tampa, Florida, and no gasoline to get out of the area. It's just...
I'm wondering why she planned on this yesterday. You know, we've kind of had the heads up for a little while.
Yeah.
Because I know my friend Brad, he got gas like 4 days ago.
I think when you're in that situation, now I was in Florida for 15 years and I never had anything like this happen. So I can't really say, I'm just guessing. But I think that you wait and wait and wait because you've had a lot of, in that area, you've had a lot of forecasted storms that never happen.
Yeah.
And so maybe in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, it's never happened, so it's not going to happen.
And it's funny you say that because I get the NOAA, notifications, mm-hmm. and I've had 2 other hurricanes been downgraded to tropical storms just this morning.
Yeah,
they were out in the ocean or whatever. But.
Now they say Milton's going to back down a bit. Now, not enough to keep it from being catastrophic for sure, but it's a Category 5 as of yesterday. Now it's a 4 this morning.
Oh, it is.
It dropped down to a four this morning, and now they're saying that by the time it hits Tampa, it's going to be a 3. But that's still 150 mile per hour winds.
Yesterday,
this thing topped out at 180 miles per hour. And the people that are in charge of the whole NOAA and the weather, you know, meteorologists that know more than we do, they were going to create a special Category 6.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
they didn't know what else to do because it was surpassing everything a 5 is.
Crazy. Anyway.
All right, we'll get into this a little bit later on.
I think we just got into it.
Well, we're going to do it later, too, Jamie.
Oh, I know, but you said we'll get into it. I was like, I feel like we completely covered it.
No, we got more stuff.
Oh, we do. What else can we possibly?
I got a meteorologist that's crying.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's sad.
Got several pieces of audio to play later on.
Okay, so, all right. We'll do wall-to-wall coverage. Wanna?
You got a bad attitude today.
Why? Because that was funny.
You're beating me up?
No, that was funny. You said, we'll get into it. And we literally covered it for 5 minutes.
But this is an early crowd. We have another crowd that joined later.
I was like, what is he talking about? We'll get into it.
But now, what's the problem with our computers this morning? We have crap around here, don't we?
Hello. I wish I could tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have no idea. That computer should work. I put a password in that 100% should work.
And it's not me. It's screwed, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not you.
Yeah. And this computer was out this morning. I mean, the internet, it was crazy this morning.
Yeah, you couldn't do anything
over
there.
Damn hurricane, folks.
I guess so.
I guess so. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show just getting rolling here on this Tuesday morning. Coming up later on this morning, we have a code word for you. Maroon 5's in Vegas. They're doing that residency thing.
Yep.
And we're going to fly you out there. You'll go to Vegas.
That would be a nice trip to have.
Man, get to Vegas. Have some fun. All right, we'll give you a code word coming up later on this morning. A lot on the way. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. Speaking of weather, our weather here has been absolutely unbelievable.
What do you mean?
We're in the 80s every single day.
Oh,
this is October, what, 8th?
It's hot.
It's crazy.
It is.
I can't believe it. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
Yeah. Well, I do remember being here 1 year in when my stepkids were little. 1 year we had snow, and 1 year it was really hot for Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, so I do remember that because I remember thinking, hey, just last year was snowing.
Yeah, I don't have the best memory.
Well, I just I don't either. I just go on Halloween.
I feel like it goes every other year. Like, we'll have a warm Halloween, then we'll have a cold Halloween, then we'll have a warm again.
Yeah, because I do remember standing in line with a bunch of people. We took a Halloween tour with a bunch of people, and we were sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were hot.
The last few years, I remember it being cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, going out trick-or-treating with Frog. All right, big news yesterday. Well, if you want it to be big news, it's not big news to me. Donald Trump is coming to town.
Oh, I saw that.
Friday night.
Yep.
He's going to be out at the Gaylord. People are going bonkers. So my wife last night, she sees this on her feet, right? We're in bed.
Yeah.
She goes, I think I can get us tickets. She's on her phone. And I go, whoa, stop. Can I go on record with something, honey? There is not one politician in the world that I'd ever get tickets and go
go and wait in line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go and wait in line. If you watch these speeches, and it can be Biden, it can be Trump, it can be Kamala, it can be anybody. Those are the most boring events in the world to sit there and listen to policy.
Well, that's
for three
not what
hours.
He's doing.
What?
He's getting in the lazy river.
Yeah, he's
going
to
take a dip.
No.
So he's going lazy rivering with everybody.
Now, if that's the case, Jamie, you show me proof that's going to happen. I'm there.
Okay.
Now, I want to see Donald Trump in a Speedo in the lazy river.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a phenomenal lazy river.
It is a great lazy river.
That was not in the ad.
Yeah.
Now, if I had been told that last night, lying in bed, Donald Trump in a Speedo in the lazy river,
exactly.
I would be there.
My gosh. Get your facts straight, man. That's what's happening.
Wouldn't
at
that
the Gaylord. I know, right?
He announced Aurora. I don't even consider the Gaylord Aurora.
That's funny that you say that. I did a double take, too. Gaylord and Aurora.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like the city hall up there and on the square.
I was thinking Stapleton or something. Yeah. I don't know where
Sixth Avenue.
Or that
right
whole
off,
parking lot.
Yeah,
where they have carnivals and stuff.
Right.
You know, but it's carnival there, right?
I don't know. I was like,
Gaylord. And the Gaylord's catching heat, too, from Democrats.
Oh, they are? Yeah. For hosting him?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Look, let it go. He's not going to win the state of Colorado. We all know that, all right? So it's no big deal.
Let the band be on the lazy river.
Yeah, let him do the lazy river. Toss him a tube.
Exactly.
Let him roll. But my wife actually was looking for tickets. And I'm like, honey, I'm not going to drive out there on a Friday night. Do you know how bad the roads are going that way? And then you add this to it with that presidential motorcade and everything that comes with this.
I thought you said bonercade.
You're back in the lazy river, aren't you?
Wow, that was weird. My hearing is obviously off today. Airplane.
There's just no way. There's no politician.
Uh-oh, you're
it's
already
crazy.
Getting it. You're already getting it.
For what?
For saying her name wrong.
Who, Kamala?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now you just...
Kamala.
It's Kamala?
Yeah. Like, Kamala.
Whoopi Goldberg says Kamala.
Huh?
Whoopi Goldberg says Kamala.
Well, she's wrong.
She is?
It's
no,
Kamala.
Whoopi's never wrong.
No, she's wrong.
I watch Whoopi every day.
It's Kamala.
Right.
She is not wrong.
Like a comma in a sentence, comma.
Or just remember like this, comma, chameleon.
That's a great song.
Like
now,
that.
Now, if she were going to be out there in the lazy river.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
Oh, God. I'm going to text my wife this morning saying, honey, there's been an update. He's going to be in the Lazy
River. He's going to be in the Lazy River.
Grab those tickets.
Yeah,
grab those
tickets. Go.
Let's get the hell out there, man.
Some people are like, oh, great. This is going to be the worst drive ever.
It's going to be absolutely awful. Pena Boulevard's already a mess.
Now,
and you go out partially, you know, and take, what, 56 or 58, something like that, to go out to the Gaylord. But it's going to be an absolute nightmare on Friday.
It's
Friday's already bad.
I know.
Then you had this motorcade.
He might have said it. I don't know.
Hashtag Bonergate.
I like that term better. Yeah, you put the Trump Bonergate in there. And then look at the mess you got, man.
What time is he flying in? Does anybody know?
I don't know what time he's flying in. I think the event starts at 7
p.m.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
7 p.m. That will be bad timing.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Yeah.
You know, people going and coming from the airport, you're going to be stopped. I mean, there's a chance they shut down Pena for a portion of it.
Okay. It says the event starts at 1 p.m. Doors will be at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, that's better.
All right. That's better.
Because I was like, what?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm not that deep into it. I don't care. You know? It's just not one of my things.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that was announced yesterday, and people went ballistic over it. Oh, man, I don't know. Yeah. Why is he here? What's going on here?
Well, yeah, I don't know what he's doing. Well, he's doing what they're doing. They're campaigning.
Yeah, they're campaigning.
But it doesn't make sense that he's here since we know he's not going to win this state.
No, he's not going to win this state.
Oh,
I don't know what he's up to.
Fun will be had by all. The Bonergate and the wet river or whatever
it's
called.
Come on down.
Oh, man, I got to bring something up.
What?
I'm in trouble. Again.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Due to Carson knows. Carson knows.
For what?
Who told you? One of the bosses said to make sure I do it?
Yeah.
Because you walked in.
They put me in charge like I have power over you.
Oh, you're babysitting him?
Yes.
Oh.
I have to complete a compliance test today.
You do?
Yeah.
I got that email, too. If I don't do it, I'm not. They said I'm non-compliant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whew. At least you got it too. We're both out.
I thought it was just BJ.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm always compliant.
Yeah, it's respected the workplace.
Yeah. I know all about that because I'm very respectful.
Get to it later. I'll bring it up later. All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, man.
What's the matter?
I was just looking because I follow 285 Traveler in Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody just hit a bear.
Oh,
that's sad.
Bear.
Yeah. Well, they're saying northbound 285, someone hit a bear in the middle of the night, left hand lane right before you the last RTD park. Before you enter the canyon.
Yeah. Aww. You know what my neighbor did yesterday? He tried to sell me half a cow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He just pulled up and said, hey, you want a half a cow?
He's probably looking for somebody to split it with.
Yeah, it was a tough decision to make on the spot.
Was it?
He threw me for a loop, Jamie. I didn't expect it. That was Lug Nut Paul.
Oh, he did.
Lug Nut Paul comes whipping in and rolls down his window and says, hey, you want to buy a half a cow?
Every once in a while, we get that random text from Michelle, and she'll put it out to the group. Does anybody want to buy a half a cow?
It throws you for a loop.
It does.
It froze me yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, well, let me think about this. Half a cow.
Which side do I get? Which end? What?
Do I get the ass end or do I get the front end?
I like rump roast. I don't know. All right, anyway. Taylor Swift has officially become the wealthiest woman in music with a net worth of $1.6 billion with a B dollars.
Thank God.
She's now richer than Madonna, Beyonce, and Celine Dion. Rihanna, by the way, previously held the spot for richest female musician because of her clothing line and her makeup and all that stuff. But Taylor Swift has surpassed her $1.6 billion. And here's the thing. You would think with $1.6 billion, you wouldn't buy your outfit from Walmart.
Does she?
Did you see that outfit last night?
No, I didn't. Well, I saw her, but I didn't notice the outfit. Was it?
It was brown plaid. It was brown plaid. Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
she frumpy. Even had painted on freckles.
Yeah, she painted on some gold freckles.
I saw the glitter.
Yeah, and then it was brown plaid. And,
yeah. I don't know about that glitter thing either. Mm,
the freckle glitter.
Yeah,
freckle.
You throw on glitter to go to a ball game.
You want to be sparkly, okay?
I guess so.
Every girl throws on a little glitter.
Yeah, it looks weird though, sitting next to her dad.
I'm so glittery. Wait, her dad was there too?
Yeah. Oh. I feel like her dad should just say, hey, can you wipe that off your face? Please. Can you wipe that off?
No, I like glitter. Glitter's cute for things like that. I just didn't know why she put it in freckles. Everybody likes to just like put a little glitter on their chest and, you know, whatever, a little bit in their hair or whatever for things like that, these games. But she actually like drew on freckles.
And it wasn't like a couple. Yeah. It was a ton.
Yeah, it was.
All in one little area.
Yeah, it was like a constellation on her face.
I think that was her dad sitting next to her. I think that's what they said.
I just saw it. I only saw it on the internet, her outfit, and I was like, woof. I didn't flatter her, and I don't know who her stylist is. It just didn't look good.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
You know, she's a cute girl, but this was trying too hard, in my opinion. You know how we've all had that day? You know, like when you wore those chaps?
Well, maybe
you're just trying too hard.
Yeah. No, I've done that. Maybe she was just trying to pull one of those scenes where the day you're announced a billionaire, you downplay it. You downplay it.
Oh, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
Because, you know, there's those Walton guys that drive that old pickup truck.
Yeah.
You know, and people that, you know.
They give them mad respect for that. Yeah.
They get to be a billionaire, and you look like you don't have a penny to your damn name, man. And that's a look, you know, that these rich people have.
Right.
Like it's called old money.
Yeah, like my friend George Maloof. He would take Southwest.
Yeah.
All the time. And then he'd put us on private jets. But he would only fly Southwest.
Yeah, maybe she got a phone call yesterday. Hey, you're officially a billionaire. Hey, give me the brown checkered one. I'll take that one, yeah. You know, it's intentional. I don't know. Well, I didn't get a lot of sleep.
You didn't?
No.
I got too much. We're going to be really opposite today.
We were yesterday. You didn't have sleep yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I had sleep.
Yeah, that's true.
Today it's the opposite.
Yeah, it is the opposite.
I think it works this way, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Somebody said the glitter is these little glitter freckle patches from a girl who owns a small business, and she's excited that Taylor wore them because, you know, most likely she'll sell out now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, they already
Everyone's going to want them.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they're 15 bucks. I saw it this morning. Yeah, but I guess it's on, I don't know if it's Amazon or where it's at, but it's on some website, and they say that it's completely gone this morning.
Yep.
15 bucks each for those freckles.
Because we're all sheep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm even wearing it.
I know you are. I know you are. Jamie, she's trying to hide her baby bum. And that's why her boobs have gotten so big. Okay, you know what's funny? Is that I thought she had a little bump too, but I don't want to be that girl because I always felt bad for Jennifer Aniston.
Well, yeah.
If she had a cheeseburger.
There's a buffet up there in those suites.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a buffet, so she could have downed a couple of wieners before the game.
Yeah.
Well, she could.
Well, okay.
They have those foot-long hot dogs up there.
Man, that sounds good.
I know. Doesn't it, though?
It does sound good. All right, let's see here. The highly anticipated, we covered this yesterday, but just so you know, the highly anticipated Joker sequel, which hit theaters on Friday, is underwhelming at the box office. And I guess Lady Gaga is sad.
Oh, man.
She's in shock, they're saying.
I'm sad.
She couldn't believe how disappointed everybody is and all the negativity about the Joker. She's focused on quickly pushing out other projects quickly. She's telling her management, get me another movie. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Let's ignore this one. Make it go away. Yeah, I guess people are saying the reviews are saying that they're leaving early.
Well, and people are even saying that Harley Quinn, the character that she plays, is just the worst version ever of Harley Quinn. Yeah. So that's a personal attack on her, too.
Yeah, it says her team, this is Lady Gaga, her team is quietly looking at other projects that can roll out as they want to move on as quickly as possible.
Well, that really sucks.
So I guess she's eyeing a Tarantino movie.
I was hoping for a good movie here.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a great actress. We've talked about this. I mean, in that House of Gucci or House of Style, whatever they called it, she was amazing. I mean, you believed that she was the Gucci girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and then Shallow, the Chris Christopherson old remake, or what was that about? A Star is Born.
Yeah,
Star is Born. Yeah. Anyway, so that's a shame. You always hate that when that happens, don't you?
Yeah, I do, because
a dirge.
You know, like I said, I was so expecting this one to be killer, and when you saw the promo, the trailer for this thing, it looked great.
One time I was in a Warner Brothers picture, and it was called Rockstar, and it was starring Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Aniston, and Jamie White, and guess what they called it?
What'd they call it?
A dirge, a flop.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Rockstar was a dirge flop?
It was a huge flop.
Well, it's not the best movie.
It's
I've
horrible.
Seen it a few times.
Dude, it's horrible.
Not the best.
I mean, but thank you for getting me dollars, you know.
Yeah, no. I
every
watch
time
it.
You see it, I get a royalty.
Yeah, when I see it on, I'll stick around
you.
For a while.
Thank you. But no, it was considered a flop.
A flop?
A big flop.
Now, was it released nationwide in theaters?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It sure was.
That's pretty cool, though.
I thought that maybe it was just made for TV or something.
No. We had a whole premiere and everything.
Oh, you
walked
did?
Down the red carpet. Yep, the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and then it dirged.
And a flop and a dop. Yeah. We had the whole movie premiere, and it felt like Jennifer was there and everybody, and it just felt uncomfortable because it was pretty horrible. And then remember we had the after party, and then Brad was there with her. And then remember he came, I was talking to Jen, you know, my friend Jen. And Brad came up and he's like, "Hun, I'm going to be right over here." And I was like, "Oh my God, Brad Pitt just told you where he's going to be."
That would be surreal. Like, that would be the crazy moment right there.
And if I'm not mistaken, yesterday Lady Gaga said, "Hey, I'm concerned about my career. Look at Jamie White."
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Happened to her?
Exactly.
She's now working with a guy named BJ over in Denver.
Exactly. And they were like, "Oh no!"
Yeah, she,
hurry, do the Tarantino thing. Unfortunately, I didn't get the next opportunity to do a Tarantino movie. In fact, I couldn't even tell you who the director was on my movie.
So Lady Gaga is one more flop away from working with me.
Right?
Yeah.
She's next. I keep the seat warm for her.
I hate this Joker thing's not working out, man.
I know you do.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Man.
They're saying, I know, because I saw this actually on TMZ yesterday. So there's a lawyer, and he has 120 people that are coming forward saying that things happened with Sean Diddy Combs. And so they're meticulously going through the whole list. And Harvey really, really pushed him and said, "Are there going to be celebrities? Are there going to be celebrities?" And he's like, "I know you guys all want these celebrities, you know, like to come through." He goes, but he basically said this. He didn't say it exactly, but this is what he's saying. They're going to settle and we're not going to hear about it.
They're all going to get paid off.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do that, though.
They're going to settle, and they're not going to press charges, and they're going to settle.
Yeah, but from what I understand, these parties were groups of just a bunch of people, lots of people that were there. How do you settle with everybody and your name not yet released? It's very convoluted. I don't understand how they're going to do this. It's not like a one-on-one event where you can settle with that person that you took to a hotel somewhere or whatever. This was a group, big house, you know, all kinds of crap going on. I don't know how you settle.
Hey, Spadilla, if you could try to find the audio where yesterday on TMZ the guy explained it. It kind of gets a little long-winded.
Yeah.
But if you could just get the part where it explains the celebrity part and how they're basically, you know, they're going to settle. He said, basically, if you saw something, like with underage kids, and you didn't say anything, if you knew drugs were being placed in people's drinks and you didn't say anything, he's like, I'm telling you, you're liable.
All right, so let me ask you this. That's what I'm getting at. All right, let's say you show up at one of these parties. Let's say you're one of the big names, a celebrity. You see something going on that should not have been going on, okay? And there's video, and you're on the video. Who are you settling with? I should have been a lawyer.
I guess whoever saw
was there
you,
and saw you.
If they can put you at that place.
If this lawyer has video.
Okay.
To release. Who are you settling with? See what I'm saying? It's
John Denver. I don't know the
answer. Very convoluted.
Okay. Anyway. It says some big name celebrities are going to quietly be paying off victims to avoid being publicly named in lawsuits related to the case. That's what they're saying. And it says some celebrities have opted to settle. Now, as of yesterday, that's not true. That guy said he hasn't settled with anybody. As of yesterday, he said that we want to go through the list meticulously because, you know, we don't want to have a defamation case.
Yeah.
So I don't know why this says that they've settled because.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think anybody's settled.
No, Harvey asked him, have you settled? And he's like, no, nobody's not settled. Yet.
No, and I don't think they're going to be able to.
Right? Yeah.
We'll see.
All right. Kanye West and Bianca. Oh, no.
It was going to last forever.
Kanye West and Bianca.
You know what this means?
They're headed for a divorce. What?
I'm not going to see her naked anymore.
I know.
She's going to be all covered up.
Yeah.
This is so sad. It says they say that Ye and Bianca have been telling people around them that they split up for a few weeks now. She's, I think, in Australia with her family, and he's in Tokyo, and they haven't been seen around each other. So,
It's over.
That's a shame. Well, I'm kind of glad because I felt like she was being brainwashed anyway.
Yeah. She was definitely being controlled.
Yeah. She needed to get out of that thing. Why'd your eyebrows raise? Well, hey.
No, I'm just... from what I read, her family talked her into it. They finally convinced her that it was a bad look.
It was about time.
Bad look.
And then they were saying that, Kanye, I guess, is against lawyers. He doesn't like lawyers at all. So they don't think he even got a prenup.
Oh no.
I'll bet he did.
I think he would have, right?
Yeah,
you would hope so.
Yeah,
right.
But I don't know. He's so hot and cold.
That's what they said, and it might have been on. It's just spontaneous, like let's get married right now, and didn't do it.
And didn't, yeah,
because that's how he is. But I guess she was in charge of that Malibu mansion that he bought for $53 million, and then took a hell of a loss at $20 million. They said that she was supposed to redo it, and then they just let it like just rot there.
It was just cement.
Yeah, all cement. So weird. That's a weird dude right there.
It is a weird
dude.
Yeah,
he's a...
Well, she is too, in a way.
Well, to go with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta figure that, right?
Let's see here. Well, let me see if there's something else. Ben Affleck had a broken down car. Nobody cares about that. Let's see here. Nobody cares about that. No, hold on. Let me just see. Nope. There you go. Tableau trash.
BJ Knight at El Paso Speedway's not in your sack.
I have more information about that.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
Now, our audience that listens right now, you probably don't know what we're talking about because we normally talk about this after around 9 o'clock in the morning. We sponsor a race car in town. Well, not in town. It's in the area. It's in El Paso Speedway. And Nash is our driver. Nash Car. And Jamie and I put our logo on his car. And he's been killing it. Well, they're doing BJ Night at the racetrack.
Yeah, they are.
And
this
I'm going
down
there.
It's going
to be exciting. Yeah. It's going to be just festivities, man.
All the festivities.
Festivities out the yin yang, man.
Yeah. So
what do you have for me? Oh, maybe we should come back to this.
Okay.
Is it that big?
No.
Crap. let's do it now.
Okay. I just talked to the promoter for the races. He's getting some stuff together. I should have the form for you by tomorrow morning to give away some tickets if you want. They'll be covering anyone from the morning show and all their families to come on out. I'll also send the order of events out on our page. And then she said they'll be around two if you want to come out early.
Oh.
This is starting to feel like a one-way street to me. Okay, can I explain something here?
Yeah.
They're wanting us to do a lot for this event, and they're doing hardly anything, okay? They're doing literally no drone show, there's no parade, there's no, you know, there's no hoopla, man. I want dancing girls. I want the whole thing, you know? Yeah. I want it to be, you know, just full of festivities down there, but they don't really have... I'm not even on their website.
No pageantry.
They haven't requested a logo from us, have they, Jamie?
No. No,
nothing. I mean, they're absolutely... But yet, they want us to give away El Paso Speedway tickets on the air. Hey, can you guys bump that Maroon 5 in Vegas trip so we can give away Speedway tickets?
Well, don't forget, they want us to sell t-shirts, too.
Well, yeah. And they want me to come down there and haul t-shirts to say NASCAR on the front. My name's not even on the shirt.
Hey, you're the one that told him you wanted to go down there and drive a car, so it's on you.
Yep.
Oh, this is not turning out the way I thought it would.
I know.
It's not. Right, we'll be right back.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
Turn on the TV this morning, or you listen to the radio, or you go through your social media. All you're going to see is Hurricane Milton. It is barreling toward Tampa Bay, Florida. This thing was a Category 5 yesterday. It has backed down to a 4, and they're saying probably verge of 3 and 4 by the time it hits in about 48 hours. This is a very serious situation for that part of Florida. I got friends down there, and they're all concerned about it.
Yeah, I think everybody has friends down there. Isn't it funny? It's like, because that's what I see in my feeds is all my friends posting.
Lots of friends down there. Some people have family down there. A lot of people vacation down in that area, so you know it well.
Yeah.
But this thing is going to be a monster of a storm. This is the mayor of Tampa. I thought she was, I don't know. I mean, it was a little over the top, I thought, when she said that you either leave or you're going to die.
Remember, she was saying it when it was a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's okay. Wrong.
All right, I get. But you see where I'm coming from,
I do.
Right?
But remember, she said it when it was a 5.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say to people who aren't heeding those evacuation orders?
Well, I can tell you right now that they may have done that in others. There's never been one like this. And this, Helene was a wake-up call. This is literally catastrophic. And I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
You know, I didn't get the thing that it said that it's been downgraded.
Yeah, to a 4 this morning.
All right.
It was a 5 yesterday.
Yeah.
4 this morning. They're saying it's probably going to stay at a 4, but they are saying that because it's not a huge hurricane as far as size goes compared to Helene and what that was. This thing, they say, will grow to double its size by the time it hits Florida in 48 hours.
Yeah, by the time it reaches there.
So it's going to grow even more. Now, the intensity of this thing, it looks like it might stay a 4. We don't know. Nobody really knows. They didn't even know it was going to go to a 5 yesterday. In fact, some of the meteorologists yesterday were saying that they had to create a new category, 6.
That's right? Crazy.
Because
it
heard
kept
that.
Growing.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa.
Man.
Never. They're saying also, they being meteorologists, right, the professionals, they're saying nothing ever in this hemisphere has reached this magnitude.
Because of the barometric pressure or something, right?
Yeah, whatever, the center of it and the way it dips or what. I don't know that stuff.
All I know is I'm on the Wobble Tracker 2024.
You are?
Yeah. It's a live wobble tracker, and it's so if it goes a little bit left or a little bit wide,
you
right,
get the updates on weather shifts.
It's my wobble tracker.
You saw the lines trying to leave Tampa yesterday.
Oh, my God, insane.
It's worse than anything you've ever seen out of Los Angeles, okay? And they're known for their traffic. Trying to evacuate Tampa Bay right now would be like trying to evacuate the entire, I'm talking the entire city of Denver, because virtually we're the same size. And it would be absolutely impossible to get out of there. And not only that, they have water on one side. They can only go in certain directions. That's it. Okay, so it is a just absolutely back-to-back, bumper-to-bumper.
But they even opened up the side, you know, where you pull off for emergencies.
Yeah.
They even opened
shoulders.
Up those. Yeah, the shoulders.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Here's a guy that's driving out of Tampa. He's in his car, but he's reached a point where, I need gas.
Hey, everybody. I'm currently evacuating because of Hurricane Milton, and if you know anyone who is planning on evacuating Florida, please send this video to them. Hi, there's no gas in the gas stations. You're gonna have to hunt to find a gas station that has gas. By morning, it's probably going to be 10 times worse. If you're planning on evacuating, do it now.
You're stuck.
Okay, so what about the charging people?
Oh, there's no chance.
Well, I don't know. Like, is this one of those times where chargers are better than gas because you could technically bring a compressor full of gas, or you could bring those little weird chargers, you know, that like I have out at the place.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, though.
Good question.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Me either.
I have no idea. I would say the infrastructure right now all over the country, but even in Florida, that there are way more cars than charging stations.
Yep.
And so being able to charge to get out of town, and then again, look at the traffic. Where are you going to go even if you get charged?
That's true.
I mean, there's nowhere to go. This is a meteorologist. And Jamie, you saw this yesterday. This older guy that broke down.
Yeah, he's so sad. Well, that's because that was the point where the pressure, whatever that thing was, that lowered. And he'd never seen anything like that. Yeah.
It had gone to a 5.
Yeah.
That barometric pressure or whatever it is in the center of the hurricane had dropped so low that they thought it could go to a 6. This is something this man, and this is a guy that's probably, what, 70?
Very seasoned.
Yeah, he's seasoned. Yeah. He got to him yesterday.
Yes, that news just came out right now, and it's certainly it's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped... It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific. Maximum sustained winds are 100 and...
Then he gets himself back together again.
Well, and then he shows the temperature of the ocean, and then he says this is global warming.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's like, you all know what this is from, folks, right? It's global warming. Because the temperatures of the ocean obviously have increased, and they've never seen anything like that, right? So,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway. But then last week, I saw that there was no such thing as that. So, I'm really confused.
The
internet's divided.
And for that debate, not a time for their lives. I've got a buddy down there.
All I know is something about a milli something is very sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
That whatever that milli thing is.
The millibars.
It can make a grown man cry.
Yeah. Sure can. Jamie, I've got a buddy down there that he's got a kind of a warehouse he broadcasts out of, and he's in an evacuation zone. He's going to stay. He just texted me just a few minutes ago and said, we're going to ride this thing out. Now, he's got a well-constructed building. It's just basically concrete and steel. So he should be okay, but he's got 8 goats that he has to move into the building.
You know what? Can I just talk to you for a minute? I mean, on a side note. Sorry not to take away from the hurricane.
I have friends that have goats.
Just for a second, take away. All right, so you have one guy that's your friend that sells lug nuts.
Lug nut Paul.
Another friend of yours has goats. Yeah. That he's going to put in his house during a hurricane.
Right.
Shelter.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
He doesn't know what he's going to do with the chickens and the ducks, but the goats will be fine. Goats are going to come in.
Yeah.
Goats are coming in to the first level. Okay. He'll go to the second level. Goats are on the first level.
Nice.
Yep. That's what he said.
You know what? You have a nice, like, I don't know, what do you call it? Eclectic friendship.
Yeah, well-rounded.
I do.
Electric bill.
Yeah, exactly.
You got an electric problem. I got you covered.
Man, you got my friends.
All right, we're really thinking about the people in Florida. This is a catastrophic hurricane that's headed that way. Never been seen before. And hopefully this thing backs off just a little bit before it gets to the Tampa area. Because, again, a lot of people listening to this program, even people that text us every day from Clearwater, we get those texts out of that area. Man, our thoughts are with you this morning. Just hunker down and get the hell out of there if you can.
And where's Jim? I haven't seen Jim.
He's in Tampa.
I saw him last night. All right, good.
He is camped in Tampa. Now, he said last night, Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel.
Tight pant man.
Would not anymore.
Oh, he wore baggy pants?
No, he was baggy last night. I don't think the tight pants are working for
him.
Really? Oh. No, he's a little pudgy.
Whoa!
I don't think
he went with parachute pants.
I don't think they make pudgy tight. Pudgy tight. I don't think it's on the. I don't think they order those at the Weather Channel. Yeah,
all
right. But he's in Tampa. He said last night that right now the way it looks that he would be getting the hell out of there. It's too bad for him to even report.
Wow!
On.
Really?
Yeah,
whoa,
that's what he said.
No way.
Whoa,
he said that he may have to move. He said he may have to move north or south. He may have to reposition because it looked like the eye of the storm was headed directly where he was standing.
Well, they've been through the eyes before. I think maybe that's when it was a 5. Because the Weather Channel always goes through the eyes because the guy will be like, we're in the eye. There's nothing happening. It's nice and calm. Yeah.
Maybe not to this magnitude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. He just said that last night. I watched the Weather Channel yesterday for about 3 hours.
You did?
I mean, just over and over. That damn hurricane didn't move a mile.
Yeah, but you were on it.
Wall to wall, baby.
BJ and Jamie.
We were going to move on from Hurricane Milton, but we keep
so many people.
Certain texts here.
So many people are listening on the app, and you guys are in Florida. Hi, guys. I live in St. Pete, but I'm working in Clearwater, and I listen every day. Love you guys. Pray for us, please, Angel.
All right.
Yeah.
And we've made a phone call, and this is Angel. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, guys.
Why are you working? You should be out of there.
Yeah, I'm only here for the morning. There's only like 10 of us here right now. It's fine.
10 of you?
Yeah, well, I mean, out of 100, it's fine.
Angel, I used to work in Tampa, Florida. I know Pinellas County. I know Hillsborough County. You're in Pinellas. It is a mandatory evacuation. The roads are packed. How are you going to get out of there?
We're not getting out of here. I'm not in a flood zone, so I think we're good. People in flood zones are saying they're crazy, but they are. You know, we're stubborn here in St. Pete.
But Angel, you're about to get catastrophic winds. Not just flooding. You're about to get winds that can tear your structures down.
And the storm surge.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we're like 20 miles from the beach, I want to say. I'm not worried about storm surge, but right. The winds, yeah,
did
that's
you
another
see
thing.
North Carolina?
It's supposed to hit us a little south, which means we're on the good side, quote unquote.
And what do you do?
Hide?
No. I mean for a living. I apologize.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's on me. No, that was on me. But what do you do for a living?
No, I work in accounting at a HVAC distributor.
No, there's no reason for accounting people to be there.
No, Jamie, you know as well as I do, those accounting people are nuts. They're nuts. They will not get away from their numbers. They don't care. They don't care about catastrophic hurricanes. They make you work.
I mean,
we have to pay the bills.
Yes.
No.
Numbers don't matter now.
Exactly. You work for an HVAC company. I mean, come on. I bet the owner is fine. I bet he's all hunkered down.
Carson, bite your tongue. Numbers always count to an accountant. What are you talking about?
God.
All right. Angel,
You're going to run out of power. You know you're not going to have any power, right?
Yeah, I actually have a hotel room in Orlando later on this week, so I'm hope if I run out of power, I get that.
Orlando's a direct hit.
Yeah. I know. Mickey's.
Why didn't you go to on up to like Gainesville or maybe south to Sarasota?
Yeah, my son's in Gainesville at UF right now. He's hungered down in a dorm, so he's good.
Wow. Now, what's it like around there? When you go to the stores and stuff, are all the shelves empty? Sandbags everywhere? I mean, you guys barely have even cleaned up from the last storm.
Yep. You should see the gas stations. They're crazy. People are waiting, running out of gas, waiting for gas.
No. I'm just saying, your job's not worth it. Go home.
Yes. I will be soon.
Okay, yeah, it's time to get the heck out of
there. Yeah, no kidding, right?
I mean, we're talking about 48 hours. Yeah. It's going to be there before you know it. Yeah. And did you, when you saw yesterday, what were you thinking when it was announced that this thing had gone to a Category 5 and possibly could have gotten even stronger than that?
Yeah, that was a little concerning. However, they said before it hits land, it is going to weaken. Because we have shallow waters around the Gulf, this close to the coast, it's shallow. So
I just want to remind you what the mayor said. If you could go ahead and play that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let me just remind you.
Let me put you on hold so you can hear this.
Let me just remind you.
This is literally catastrophic, and I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Gonna die.
Yeah.
I did not hear her say that.
Yeah. Well, She said it.
I'm going to add your name into that audio clip. If you stay in this evacuation
zone. No, don't say that.
Angel.
Don't put it out in the universe. No.
Angel, we wish you the best.
I'll check in with you guys later. All right. I'll show you I'm fine.
Okay, please do.
Maybe we'll check in with you tomorrow as it gets closer. Maybe you'll change your mind and get the hell out of there.
I know.
Yeah, I will not be at work tomorrow, so yeah.
Oh, you're going to get a day off, are you?
Yay!
I'll be listening.
All right.
I'll bet you the guy that runs your firm is named Tony, too. Those accountants, man.
No, I was thinking that she works at HVAC. Yeah. I'm thinking like he's like a Roy that owns a joint.
We're hunkering down, people.
Bye, Angel. You take care of yourself, you and your family, okay?
Bye, guys. Thank
you. Bye. All right.
Thank
good
you
luck.
For listening,
bye.
Too. Oh, she's in Clearwater, Florida. God.
It says you're going to die.
I'd get out of there, man.
I would, too.
I mean, I'm one like her to ride things out. Now, if it's a Category 2, maybe. But when it goes to a 3 and 4, get the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah. All right.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Maybe we'll check in with Angel tomorrow to see if she changed her mind. We have your chance to go to Vegas. How about that? That's a getaway. You'll see Maroon 5 out there. We'll give you a code word coming up in about 35 minutes. Hang on.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just want to read. I know Angel's listening on the app in Clearwater. I just want to read her a couple things. Just because you aren't in a flood zone doesn't mean you won't flood. And that goes for everyone here in Colorado, too, because I'm a floodplain manager.
Woo!
That engineer right there knows what the hell he's talking about.
Pretty serious stuff
so,
there.
Angel, just because you're not in a zone doesn't mean you won't get the zone.
Duh. Angel.
We are 6 hours inland from our nearest beach, and we are 8 hours from the Florida coast. And guess what? We still got hit with a Category 4.
Wow.
Angel, go.
It's coming.
HVAC company is not worth it.
Can't leave.
My God.
Hit the road, girl.
I am amazed at how people are dedicated to their jobs. I really am. Like you think about it. It's like she works in accounting for an HVAC company. And like, I know probably the boss is like, you got to get everything tied up. We're going to be very busy out there. Blah, blah. Yeah, no, screw you. Okay.
There's a guy being sued for that in North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. He demanded his employees come in that particular day that the storm hit. And I think they lost like 6 people.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And those families are suing the crap out of it. And should.
Of course they should.
Absolutely.
All right. Anyway, let's see here. It says that there's a Carnival cruise line, I guess. And now they said that it finally got to port. They were worried about this Liberty.
Yeah.
This Carnival Liberty.
Out in the Gulf?
Yeah, they didn't know if he was going to go cruise ahead or try to find a port, like what to do, so I guess they hunkered down. They have a bunch of the ships that they're tracking, and that fans of Jim Cantor were like, oh my God! But yes, they'll be fine. The captain knows what he's doing, right?
Now, wait a minute. If they hunkered down, they went to a different area or they went to port?
They went to port.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
they went to port.
They're unloaded.
Yeah, so they went to port somewhere.
That's even worse.
Like Belgium or something. No, not Belgium. I don't know where they were. It's over the B. That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense at all. Why wouldn't you stay on the boat and head to a different area? Because you go to port.
Went to port in a different area and stayed on board.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Anyway.
I thought they went to port in Tampa.
Yeah, I was like, don't go there.
No, they went down south.
Yeah, they
went more down south.
That makes sense.
All right. Let's see here. We talked about this earlier. Did anybody, and you can be honest. If you did, I'm not mad at you or anything. But did anybody like Taylor Swift's outfit yesterday? Anybody?
I didn't notice it.
It was brown plaid.
It was great.
And it wasn't even chiefy.
Yeah, that's like there weren't any chief colors, nothing. Like, she wasn't dressed to go to a game.
At all. Like, she wasn't wearing his colors. She wasn't wearing his number.
I feel like she was going to like a pumpkin patch.
Oh my God, you're right.
Like at Anderson Farms.
You know what she was doing? She was doing it's fall, y'all.
Yeah, really? She totally was.
You're right. It was
she
pumpkin patchy. Yeah.
But it was a skirt.
Yeah, it just was not flattering at all. I don't know what's going on. And even Travis looked kind of goofy. His hair is like parted in the middle and kind of slicked back or something.
Yeah, he's getting a little blowback this morning for that.
For that?
Yeah, they said he looked disheveled.
He did. Yeah. He absolutely did.
I didn't see that either.
The part in the middle was weird. I don't know. These two, since they got with each other, are getting uglier and uglier. On their own, they're hot, but man. All right. So if somebody like loved it, I just want to hear like your opinion and tell me why, because I don't feel it. And that stylist should be fired, because you know she has a stylist that goes, picks out her stuff. It's all brought out on a rack to her. She gets to pick it out. She puts it on and she's like, this is the one.
I like the outfit, just not on her. It just looks goofy.
Yeah, I don't even like the outfit.
She's just not sexy enough to like wear it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think anybody could wear that. She's wearing a tablecloth that's brown. An outdoor picnic tablecloth. Yeah, it's plaid. Anyway, all right, but hey, who cares? She doesn't care, because you know why? She has $1.6 billion.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Wear what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. Taylor Swift is officially the wealthiest woman in music with a net worth of some $1.6 billion.
Ooh, man.
Yesterday, she obviously had some Kohl's cash when she went shopping. Have you guys all been to Kohl's lately? There's nothing there.
No.
I went to go get a vacuum cleaner, and literally there was nothing there.
I don't like it. I don't like the way they've changed it.
It feels cleared out.
It does.
Yeah, it was weird.
And it feels like they brought in, I don't want to say it like this, but cheaper stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
It feels like it's gone really downhill.
I agree.
I mean, what happened to the Mark Anthony collection?
Exactly.
I love that stuff. It's tight. You wear it. I wear it well.
I think they took out J-Lo. They took out Mark Anthony. I think they still have, what's her name? The one that makes wedding dresses. I don't know. Vera Wang. I think she's still there, but. And then the girl from the hills. What's her name? Anyway. But it seems like a lot of, like, bigger girl areas.
Oh, really? Like, I don't think out the girl area, so right. I don't know that. I've not noticed that.
Not like necessarily bigger girls, like grandma bigger girls.
Maybe I'll run by there and see if I see bigger girls in there.
But like grandma bigger girls. Like
grandma bigger? Like older, 70, bigger girls.
70 and older.
Really?
Like there seems to be a lot of elastic waistband.
Really?
Yeah.
Comfy clothes.
Yeah, but not cool comfy, because cool comfy's in. This is...
like. Give up comfy.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Today, by the way, is Prime Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get your vacuum?
No, I'm looking. I'm seeing if a Circle Week is gonna be better or Amazon Prime
Day is gonna be better. Gotcha.
Now is that a new name, Prime Big Deal Days?
I don't know.
But that's what they've added to it. It's called Prime Big Deal Days 2024.
It feels like
it's
there's
a
always
hell of a title.
It is very long. It feels like every summer they make up some name and then every I don't know what it is.
How many days do we get? Two.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Two. You either pull the trigger or nothing, huh?
Today and tomorrow.
All right.
Let me see. All I'm seeing is like 20% off.
By the way, I looked up my Ring cameras yesterday and they're not on sale.
Yeah, they are. They're $20 off.
$20.
It literally looks like the exact same sale that we had, like, what, 3 months ago?
Just stop for a minute, Schmidel. I got to talk to Jamie a minute. Jamie.
But, yep.
These I saw were $179. You mean that's just $20 off?
No, the ones I saw were $80. They were They were originally $100.
I'm getting the ones for the floodlights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I want those lights to come on.
Understood.
Whatever it's, and those are like $180.
God, those are annoying, though.
Yeah, they are. Because they light up everywhere.
Everywhere. I have them out at the cabin. Oh, my God.
They're not strong enough that you're going to see them.
Only
my neighborhood will see them.
They come through the window. Like,
not at your house. I live 20 miles from you.
I mean, a little breeze, and all of a sudden, click, 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 like my whole cabin lights up. And I think like that there's like wild animals, and like somebody's going to rape and pillage me.
I want to be that house on the block.
Oh, my God.
Poof.
You know, our HOA, we can't have those.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're too annoying to other neighbors.
Man, ours doesn't care.
Every time I walk by one and it just shines a spotlight, I'm like, I feel like I'm robbing the place.
I know,
and
you do.
I'm not even trying to rob
it. You
just stay out of your neighbor's yard.
I'm literally on the sidewalk and it goes
Sure you are. Sure you are. You're prowling and you know it.
The Joker 2 moviegoers, it's the same story. Still hate it. Lady Gaga is sad. She wants a new project. She's so sad. Vera Wang and Lauren Conrad. Yep, those are the two left at Kohl's.
You know, I don't think Joaquin Phoenix is all that sad. He probably is, but he's not to the point of where it's ruined his career because the guy's so talented.
You mean Juwakawin?
Yeah, Juwakawin will get more work. Now, Lady Gaga, on the other hand, could be the end.
Big deal about P. Diddy. The lawyer yesterday came on and said he has 120 clients that all want to sue Diddy. 120. And here's what he says about the list. Number 3.
Have you sent any demand letters out to anybody other than Diddy saying, here's what you've done. We want to settle with you or we're going to file a lawsuit. Have you sent any to, say, other celebrities beyond Diddy?
We have. And I want to explain that process because it's important. You know, in every single case, especially cases like this, we collect our data, collect our evidence, do our due diligence, spend time with the victim. And then because it's in the best interest of the victim, we attempt to resolve these matters without the filing of a public lawsuit. And we have done that already. We've done that, I would say, you know, with a handful of individuals, many of which you've heard of before, and we'll continue to do that. That's just the standard process that every lawyer in the United States who handles these types of cases uses because it's the right way to do it.
And he said that, you know, they're big names, like Diddy, but he said nobody's replied yet to settle. That's what he said on the interview. And so they're just kind of waiting for those five people.
We'll see.
So we'll see who those are.
People are scrambling,
or we
though.
Won't.
I'll bet you that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine? You think, not necessarily you are, but you at least think that in your head that, oh my God, I went to two parties and I stayed till 4 a.m. and I saw things I shouldn't have seen and I'm probably on videotape. Oh God, oh Lord, who do I call? How do I stop this? And you're a big name. you'd be freaking out right now.
Well, even if you're not a big name, I watched somebody get roofied on a bus. I was on a bus. What's that? Like, these were the kids that were going to play for the LA Kings, right? So they were whatever that league is.
It was like the East Coast Hockey League or the American Hockey League.
They were staying with parents.
Oh, so yeah, I mean, they were junior hockey.
So we were all on a bus, and my girlfriend was a concierge for them, right? And so this kid was laying there on the ground of the bus, and they put a pill in his mouth, and I started screaming to let me off the bus, and I got off the bus.
Shut up.
I never talked to her again. I do not want to be a part of that. It was like a 19-year-old kid, and they popped a pill in his mouth.
Wow.
I was like, what the hell? Like, I don't want to be responsible.
I would have freaked out, too.
Oh, my God. So, that's the other thing is, like, what do you do? Because, like, our gun instructor told my son, like, if he's at a party and he sees a gun on the table, he said, just get the hell out of there. Call your parents.
This is a lot different, though, in my opinion, because these people went there knowing this was going to happen. Okay,
I don't think they did. That's not true.
I think they did. When you stayed after you mean hours,
you mean the victims? No.
No. I'm talking about the celebrities that we're talking about.
Oh, I don't know if they did.
Those people, like you being a witness. These people were there and stayed there. And there are people that's on this list, they say have been there multiple times. When you stayed after 2 a.m., according to the sources, you knew what was going to happen.
Only a handful did. I think for the most part, people didn't know. Like that comedian came out.
Yeah, well, that comedian, and he was talking about how, like, even the different levels, like, he would go up there and it just got weirder and weirder,
right?
And then he just left, but he did see some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what about the people that stayed? And you're a celebrity, and you think, okay, I could be on tape. You're complicit in this.
Who knows what's gonna happen? Let's see here. And then, did I play the other one? Have I played both of them yet?
You only played one.
Oh my God. Dementia is a friend of mine. All right, let's hear. This is what BJ is kind of talking about, number four.
If you were attending one of these parties, if you will, and you attended before or you knew what was going to happen, that is, you knew that a particular drug was being used in drinks that was causing people to be coerced and taken advantage of, and you were there in the room, or you participated, or you watched it happen and didn't say anything, or you helped cover it up, in my view, you have a problem. And as we file each one of these cases, we're going to make an effort to resolve them on the front end. But failing that, we're going to file public lawsuits and pursue these cases aggressively.
These people showed up knowing these things.
It almost feels like blackmail in a way, because what he's saying is we're going to try to, you know, solve these quietly, which means you can pay off our victims, or we're going to do it publicly. Yeah. So pay up or shut up, you know? Yeah,
keep in mind, this is something that's been going on for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
So that list of people that knowingly showed up and participated, or at least, you know, observed, that list could be hundreds of people.
Kanye West and Bianca are allegedly headed towards a divorce after 2 years of marriage. I thought it'd last forever.
I did too.
Oh, such a shame.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to send back the wedding gift.
I don't know. And she was so low maintenance for him too. He didn't have to buy her any clothes.
At all. Right? She was
low
cheap.
Maintenance.
She got cold.
Cheap.
Yeah.
And you got to figure with that figure, she didn't eat much.
Exactly.
You didn't have to spend a lot at the restaurant. You don't have to go take her over to the Gap and buy her anything. I mean, you know.
At the Gap. Did we go through this before?
Okay, I misspoke. All right, the GAP.
The GAP.
The GAP. Yeah, you don't have to take her to the GAP and buy her a new wardrobe.
BJ's like go-to store is always the Gap.
Yeah. No, GAP.
Mine is Kohl's and his is Gap. That's how cool we are.
Yeah, you youngsters have your H&M. I got the GAP. Yeah.
Anyway, I guess she's with her parents in Australia. And then he is in Tokyo. So, who knows? Another insider pointed out that West changes his mind all the time, and that it was very possible that he could all of a sudden call her up and say, let's get back together. He is just out there. He's just out there. So, who knows?
He's wacky.
All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up in about 18 minutes. We'll give you a code word. You could be on your way to Vegas to see Maroon 5 in concert. Ooh. Well, who knows? Maybe you win. Code word coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, I want you to think of something if you could for me.
Yeah.
Well, and Spadell and Carson too. What have I done recently that I have to take this test of respect in the workplace. It's not a test. I guess it's more of a, what is it called? Something training.
Sensitivity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sensitivity
training.
Well,
you called me a broad.
All right. Just hang on. We're going to come back to this, okay?
Toots.
I got another
sugar
one.
Sugar blanks.
I got another one.
You didn't think I'd bring that one up, did you?
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I would. I know you're making fun of me, but I don't care.
It's like you're 7 years old.
I would like to see the airplane.
Okay.
I don't really want to see Trump. I don't go see any politician. I think you're all liars for the most part. And I'm talking about everybody.
Yep.
I mean, nobody's completely honest, I think. And I wouldn't buy a ticket. I wouldn't sit through it. To me, it's
boring.
We're
talking about Trump. Trump is supposed to be at the Gaylord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention that, didn't I? Donald Trump has announced he's coming to Aurora. But, oh, I think I have the audio.
Oh, okay.
Don't we have the audio?
Number two.
Is that number two?
I think.
All right, hang on a second.
I'm going to Aurora.
There you go.
I'm going to Aurora.
And he's coming to Aurora. And that's going to be on Friday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Gaylord, right?
Right.
And it should end about 4 or 5. That means traffic's going to be a nightmare because of that motorcade, man. It's going to be crazy. But I would like to see the airplane.
I want to see this airplane.
I'd like to see the airplane.
Like a little kid. I want to see the airplane.
I wonder where it's going to land.
I want to go down there and see the airplane. Oh,
that's a really good kid voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I want airplanes. If he were driving a fire truck, I'd want to see that. It's not funny, guys.
All right.
Hey,
anyway,
we all have our passions.
Yeah, we sure
do. I like
do.
Aviation. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
No, at least I don't play paintball.
Oh, why was that against him? I was the one making fun of you.
Because he's laughing.
I'm the one that did that.
Oh, boy. All right, so that's going to be on Friday, and I guess tickets are free, right? You just go on and register to get your tickets. Some people are very angry with this. Some people like me and you, Jamie, we don't give a rat's you know what.
Yeah.
One way or the other. And then others are passionate about it. I've had people say, hey, Pete, you want to go? I got a ticket. Nope, don't want to go.
I told you the only way I'm going to go if he gets on a Speedo and is in the Lazy River.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm going. Now that I'd go to see. Except I'd be afraid that the water might turn orange.
His self-tanner might leak out.
Yeah.
I'd go if they had the airplane out there.
Really?
I like aviation.
He loves aviation.
Or a fire truck.
Yeah.
All right, we have coming up next here on the program, we have a chance for you to go to Vegas.
We do. Vegas, we're very excited about this. Yep. It's their it's Maroon 5, and it's their Las Vegas residency.
Mm-hmm. All right, code word is next.
BJ and Jamie.
Wait a minute. I wasn't supposed to. I was over here watching Bianca or Beyonce.
Yeah,
Beyonce.
We have breaking news.
What's her name?
Bianca.
Bianca. I was watching Bianca.
We have breaking news. BJ gets to see a full ass and boobs again.
Yeah. Man, that was a close call this morning. See, the rumor was that Kanye and this Bianca girl, they had broken up and they were headed for a divorce. And she was in Australia. He's up in Tokyo. That's a long way apart, man.
Yep.
And it wasn't going to happen anymore. And if you don't have her in the picture with him, then she's not wearing those see-through, kind of a trash bag looking clothes that she wears.
Sometimes she's just shows like full ass cheek.
Yeah. I thought the nakedness was gone, just gone, disappearing. Sad day. And then, breaking news, as Jamie just said, they're reunited and the pictures are out again.
Thank God.
Woo!
God.
Close call.
Man.
You know, you got people in Florida, they're worried about a hurricane.
I
was worried about this. I came in here. That's
priorities, people, priorities.
That's a cat five to me. That was a bad
But you
bad.
Did say, okay, so let me just tell you how it goes off the air. In all honesty, he's like, "Woo, all right, good. I get to see her boobs again and her butt and all that." And he's like, "Man, it looks like she might have packed on a few pounds."
She did in her butt. But that's okay with
Maybe she got injections.
She looks great.
Yeah, she might have. Yeah.
She is a beautiful woman.
She is actually beautiful.
She is beautiful. Yeah. A lot better than Kim Kardashian.
Oof, okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, well,
just said my observation. That's all.
I feel like she's a clone of Kim Kardashian. They look exactly the same.
They look a lot alike.
She wants to be like her for sure.
Yeah. I didn't ask you.
Sorry.
What is going on? You're my God.
I don't know. You know, I've been giddy ever since I knew that Trump's plane was coming to town.
I know, because he loves aviation.
I love aviation.
He loves it. Yeah.
Aviation connoisseur. B.J. Harris. All right. Well,
you're just weird today. Yeah.
Now, the Kanye thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier. Do we know if there was a prenup or not? Because if he didn't do that, that's a real dumb move on his part.
Yeah, we don't know.
We have no idea.
I haven't really been following them that close, so I don't know.
I've been trying to figure out if they have a prenup, and I've seen so far is it says no information if they have one or not, so they probably don't have one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Do you guys, I forgot, I've asked you this before, but I forget. Do you have one with Lisa?
Nope.
All my friends have prenups. All of them.
I think you have to have a lot of money to be a prenup.
No, you don't. Enough. I think everybody should have one.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you think. I'm just saying, in actuality, I think most people don't have one.
Yeah.
Most people
did Bree make you get one, Carson?
No.
She should have.
Say 85% of marriages do not have a prenup.
Yeah, I would feel weird 85%. Asking that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't.
It's not even close to being common.
It should be.
Yeah, you know, I think it should.
I mean, it destroys
people. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it destroys people.
You know?
I get your opinion on it. I'm just saying, if you look at people, it takes people that have money to have prenups.
It doesn't really. It's even about, like, you know, just anything that you earn in the future.
Yeah, none of my friends are rich or anything, and they all have them.
I mean, everybody recommends it, that you really should do it to protect everything, all your assets. And even I'm worried about one of my girlfriends, like, she's getting a payout from a relative, and I'm like, oh boy.
I don't know one couple that has a prenup.
You don't?
Not one. And I got a couple of people that got some money and they don't have a prenup. They don't have one.
I'm not saying that. I know a lot of people that have them.
And I'm not saying that they shouldn't. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, that each his own. I'm just saying that it's not that common.
Well, I think that Carson does have a point. There is a weird, like when I told somebody, because we were talking about getting married, when I told him I needed a prenup, he got really pissed off and said, because I was buying the house, and he's like, so I'm just going to be out on my, like, you know, kicked to the curb if we break up. And I'm like, yeah.
Well,
I mean, I am the one buying the house, so.
But it makes a difference to what phase in your life you're getting married to.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
If a lot of people get together when they don't have money.
And if you're asking for a prenup and you're in Spadil's situation, okay? And Liz. Let's say he and Liz are going to get married, okay?
Oh, that's so sweet. At this point,
you're right on the cusp, do you or do you not? But if somebody younger than you, say you're 25 and you're marrying somebody that's your age, you're probably not going to discuss a prenup. You're just starting out. But if you've already established, got a career, got a home, whatever, then it's a different situation for
you. Well, trust me, people like, I mean, I was in a golf cart with John Elway, and he told me that he and what's her name didn't have a prenup.
Yeah.
Oh. And when they met at Stanford, I was like, guess what? They got a divorce. Yeah.
If you have the money coming in, I get it. But if you make the money after being married,
okay, question.
What are you gonna do? Anyway. Yeah.
Question. Do you think that Bo or whatever, what's our quarterback's name?
Bo Nix.
You think he and that hot girl, do you think they have a prenup?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Because they were high school sweethearts or college sweethearts?
Right.
What about Mahomes?
And they were together.
They definitely don't, I don't think.
They were together and planned before he ever got the big contract, so she's a part of it.
What about Taylor and Travis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they will.
Get one?
They will.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Just check. Just checking it. I was just putting feelers
she's
out.
She's the prenup type.
What does that mean? I'm a prenup type. What does that mean?
Exactly.
What? There's not a type. We just have to cover our ass.
Exactly.
BJ and Jamie.
I got to go look. I got to get to Amazon. Quick.
Wait.
It's big deal days right now, Jamie.
You know, Travi?
Travi? Out in San Diego?
Yeah, I remember from the weekend.
Yeah.
He just told me that Costco has a Wendy's chili.
Oh,
what?
No way.
Yeah, remember that was our first date. He took me to Wendy's when I was 15. I was 15 when he took me to freaking Wendy's. And so he said, oh my God, I'm going to send you some Wendy's chili, because that was our first, he ate chili on our first date.
Hey, their chili's good. It's really good.
Do they have it? Is that true? He just said.
Yeah, cans of chili.
Wendy's chili at Costco.
I've never seen it there.
Who knew?
Never looked for it.
Yeah, but there you go. You can get canned chili.
I love Costco. I haven't been to Costco in months.
Are they having any kind of sale?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't. Well, they were always on sale.
Yeah.
Their prices are always lower than others because you're buying in bulk.
You can buy bulk chili. All right.
Amazon. They've got the big deal days 2024 going on starting today. Looking for some deals. I'm looking for some Apple. What are they called? The AirPod 4s.
Yeah, the new ones? AirPod Pro.
Yeah. Yeah, I need a pair of those.
I thought you had AirPods.
I do, but these double as a hearing aid.
After years of radio having headphones pinned to our heads, I'm worried about Carson being next. He has his headphones on so loud that I can hear them outside of the headphones, and they're noise canceling, and I can hear them.
You should hear my car.
You're going to pay for it one day, too.
Yeah, you are.
You will.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, people told me this a few years ago. Yep. Well, several years ago. And they were dead on, man, because I cannot hear very well today. But I think I'm going to get me some of these AirPod 4s because you look cool, but yet you're using it for hearing aid purposes. So that's a great...
So nobody will know.
If you have a hearing aid with that little antenna sticking out, that looks a little weird when I'm over at Denny's, okay?
Well, I don't know. They hide them pretty well now. I can hardly see jets.
No, they still have that here... Here's the problem.
Yeah.
They still put that antenna on there.
Well, Chet's are behind his ear, but the only thing that happens with Chet is, you know, Chet's like 80-something. I don't know. But when I hug him, it feeds back. It goes, and I feel like I'm blowing his eardrums out. Yeah.
He doesn't have the updated model.
Oh, okay.
No, he's rocking something from probably about 10 years ago, probably. But now they have them, and they're very small, but they have that little, it almost looks like a, I don't know, a little robot ear. You know, because it's got that antenna that sticks out. So you know it's a hearing aid. With these AirPods, you can look cool, but yet you're getting the assistance.
I don't know, though. I think part of your problem is you have so much hair in your ears, that's why you can't hear.
Huh?
You know, maybe you should try to Roto-Root them out first and then see if that helps. Because, I mean, that, you know, listen, when you have that much hair in your ears... Yeah. It filters sound.
All right. I'm going to have to, I'll give that a shot today, if that helps. But
it will, because it's filtering sound.
AirPods. I think I'm going to have to go with those in order to do it. Now, have you seen any deals on there? Again, Amazon, here's what they call it. I love this name. Amazon Big Deal Days 2024.
I found, all right, here's what I found. I found Whole Foods has their stuff on sale.
Whole Foods?
Whole Foods,
That's not Amazon.
Well, yeah,
they're
it is.
By Amazon.
Yeah.
They own, they're all the same?
Yeah, you can go on.
Get the heck out of here.
You go on Amazon to buy Whole Foods.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where am I? Where in the heck? I didn't know that.
Yay.
I'm not.
You shop
I'm
right
not,
here.
Yeah,
right here.
I'm not
my
that
Whole
good
Foods.
Of a shopper, guys.
I have a Whole Foods order, and then I have an Amazon order. It's just crazy like
I've
that.
I've never ordered from Whole Foods. Never ordered Whole Foods.
Yeah. So anyway, just note that their groceries are on sale, too, so that's a good deal. And if you're looking for Halloween candy, like I like to get the full-size Laffy Taffy. That's on sale right now.
Yeah.
Nice.
The full-size Laffy Taffy.
I like the Laffy Taffy.
And there's some, if you can maybe reach out to Santa, because I hear some Legos are on sale. I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh,
I don't
Legos.
I don't know what Santa's going to do about that, but he might want to get in on the action.
Legos, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they make their own because they have elves.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
They don't go over to
it's been a
pick
long
them up
time.
At the store.
Oh, they don't?
No, they don't pick them up at the store. Santa doesn't shop there. He's got a bunch of elves that make this.
Yeah. I knew they did, but I thought they were kind of like falling off. Like,
No.
Because I thought their workforce was like minimum wage. Like they were like, no, we're not going.
Nope. You got bad information there,
yeah, because I heard a lot of them left to go work at In-N-Out. The pay was better.
The pay probably is better, but there's elves waiting in line
to be a part of that. That's true.
A good gig.
It is
there.
A good gig. Yeah.
All right. Well, the Amazon Prime is underway right now. It's going to last for a couple of days. I got to tell you, I've been looking through the list here in the studio. It appears to me it's the same crap over and over again. Everything is, you know, it's like if you need a blender, today's a good day for it. No, I'm not kidding.
It's right. It's just, it's funny because that's just how it's been the last 3 years.
It's every sales is the same products to me. Okay, you need a vacuum. Here's your chance.
You're not, and a TV. And
it's the same crap every time.
It is.
I plan buying my supplements, like my whey protein and creatine around this because it's a great
a lot
deal
cheaper.
For, yeah.
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 And then like, you know, Crest white strips, those are cheaper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for that too.
Are they cheaper today?
They're cheaper today. Yeah. It's really? A big deal. Yeah,
all
big
right,
deal.
There you go. Whiten up your teeth, folks. Jump on board right now.
I'll tell you.
All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, there you go. A hobo train song. Love it. I love it. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Going to be around 80 degrees today. This weather we've been having, it's baffling me. I don't get it, man.
It's toasty.
It's toasty. It's October.
I mean, literally, I am ready for fall, y'all, with my fall stuff. And, like, I don't even feel like decorating.
I admit, I'm with you.
Yeah, it's like.
It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't. I have questions, though. So my lawn is basically kind of dead. Should I water it and bring it back to life, or should I just, are we done?
I would water it and bring it back to life because you've got several days of sunshine and warmth that is coming our way, and it will revive it. It will give it plenty of time to revive. I would not let it die.
Like during the winter, anytime it's above 55, you need to water it.
Yeah, and then anytime it's about to snow, you should put down fertilizer.
Fertilizer?
Yeah.
The words get harder. Oh my God, I'm a dick.
When did you guys become experts?
I'm a horticulturalist.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Yeah,
that's
my
right. You went to college for it.
Yeah. And Carson Crosscut. So.
That's right. That's right.
But
that's
see, mine has overgrown with that thistle. I mean, it's just there's just thistle everywhere. And the guy that pulls my thistle has not returned my calls. So I'm like,
thistle.
He just ghosted you?
He just, Mr. Dickman ghosted me. Yep, I'm not even kidding. That's his name.
Really?
Mr. Dickman.
All right, well.
Yeah, he ghosted me. Yeah. Oh, well.
You got thistle forever then. You got to do something about your thistle.
All right,
what was it going to be? Oh, I don't know. The Northern Lights.
Did
you see them last night?
I saw them on the interweb.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't go outside to see them?
No, I did not.
No. Did you know last night that they were actually happening?
Yes, I saw that on the interweb. Yeah.
Because you are in an area there at the tunnel where you should have seen them very, very, very bright in the sky last night.
Yeah. Well, I stayed in my bed and just looked on it on the internet.
Well, my wife last night, it was about 9:30. We were in bed, and she's, going through the phone, looking at her feed, and seeing all these pictures. Man, oh, man, oh,
man. It was beautiful. I mean, I will tell you, people got some amazing photographs.
And there were pictures coming out of Colorado Springs. That's how far south that you could actually see the lights last night. So she wanted to get up, get ready, and us run over to Morrison so we could see the Northern Lights.
At 9:30?
At 9:30 last. Frog's already
asleep.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, don't you guys have a 5-year-old?
Yeah. He's already asleep. Wake him up. She wants to wake up, get in the car, drive to Morrison to see the Northern Lights. Now, look, if I'm out and about and the Northern Lights happen, they just happen in front of me, I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But to get out of bed at 9:30 with a 6-year-old and to run over to Morrison to see the Northern Lights, I feel like we can catch them some other time.
Here's what I recommend. You can go to IKEA and get these strips. There's these strips of lights, and they're on a remote, and you can change them all different colors.
Yeah.
Or
put them above your cabinetry in your kitchen.
Yeah, just
or I can call up my buddy Jamie White and get her star showers. Is it called?
Yeah, star shower? I forgot about those. Yeah. I mean,
put that on the house.
I'm sure that it's gorgeous to see Northern Lights. I just feel like they're like kind of short lived here. It's not like going somewhere like where are they?
Like
Iceland
Alaska,
or wherever?
Alaska,
Yeah. You know? I mean, it looked pretty, but I don't know if I get up and look at them.
Yeah. I think you're up around the Canadian border, probably a little bit better. Yeah, I agree. But I don't know. Last night just wasn't the night for me. And we've been having those a lot, though.
I know.
We?
I've never seen anything like it or heard anything like it. It's weird.
I feel like
it
this entire summer.
Yeah.
We've had it a couple times.
I agree.
Are we sure that those are natural? That somebody's not just doing something?
Like turning on some lights?
Yeah. Has anybody looked into
the
story?
Didn't you tell me today that you didn't think the hurricane was real, that was man-made?
No. I was saying that that's one of the conspiracies that's out there.
Okay.
That the government is seeding the clouds.
Uh-huh.
And because these hurricanes are more, I guess, powerful than ever before, that they're thinking that the government's behind this in some way.
And so it couldn't be just like that the ocean's getting hotter?
That's what they're saying. I have no idea, Jamie. And I don't even know if I believe in the whole cloud seeding and it works or anything. I don't know.
I think it does. I think they did it in Dubai, and I think it screwed them over.
I will say this.
We know it happens because they go up there and they do see the clouds because we see it on the internet. The guy's like, we're just trying this to see if it works. But then Dubai full on did it. And remember what Dubai looked like I mean, it was a flood.
I will say this. I lived in Florida, in Tampa, for 15 years. Never, ever, ever came close to a hurricane. We had a tropical storm a couple of times, but that was it.
Well, but also the ocean's never been this warm. So
well, I'm just saying.
Well, I am just saying, too.
I never, ever saw a hurricane in Florida at all. Never. Now you've got them back to back to back. Now, I've never, ever seen a hurricane start in the western part of the Gulf and come across the Gulf. It always starts either down in the Caribbean or out in the Atlantic Ocean, one of the two. I've never seen one develop right there on the western side of the Gulf of Mexico.
Again, our oceans have never been this hot.
It's bizarre.
That's why.
It is bizarre, no doubt about it. So I don't know. I have no idea. But man, I tell you what, this hurricane that's headed to Florida right now,
it's what they call a doozy.
They say it's going to back down, but it's not showing it right now. I'm looking at the current radar here, and that thing is a monster and growing.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. And the people in Florida, they're trying their best to get the heck out of Dodge, and it's really difficult. They have no gas. Even if you want to leave, you've got no way of getting out.
Yeah. And that's kind of on them, I'd say, because I know that my friends evacuated like 5 days ago. You know, so it's those last minute people that are I'll just work one more day and then I'll try to leave.
Yeah, but this hurricane's still in the middle of the Gulf. They felt like they had time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it caught up with them that the path, it looks like, is going to be a direct hit for the Tampa Bay area. And now you've got, 3 million people trying to get the heck out of there.
Yeah, it doesn't look fun, does it?
No, it doesn't.
On that freeway.
Not at all. Ooh. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Here, it's going to be sunny and 80 today. Wow.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Have you ever, looked at your text and had no idea what they were about?
Yes.
Because I didn't put phone numbers with them. It says, Jamie, do I need you on Friday? What?
Do I need you on Friday?
Yeah. I don't know what that means. I was flying.
Yeah, mine usually happen the day after I drink, and people are texting me. It's like the night before.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, I know who this is now. This is Alex, my new favorite guy, the driver.
Oh. Okay.
That's who it is. Okay. I was like, do I need you on Friday?
I know. I'm terrible about saving people in my phone.
Yeah, I do not add contacts. I think, I'll just look at the previous messages so I'll know who they are.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, that did not work.
You wouldn't leave a driver, though, as your contact.
Well, I would put
if
driver
you use
Alex
it for the first time.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, anyway, if you guys don't have anything to do today, if you don't have anything to watch today, Oprah's having a special.
About what?
The Oprah special. It's a blue plate special. It's about the Presleys.
Oh.
The Presleys?
Yeah, Elvis.
Oh,
the Elvis mom, Presley. Lisa Marie, the son, all the Presleys.
Yeah,
so tonight it's an Oprah special on a very special Oprah. It's
They're all dead.
Well, the mom's not.
Is that's she? The only one.
Yeah, she's
everybody dumb. Else is dead. Mom, dad, that's Elvis's mom and dad.
And,
Elvis,
and the daughter.
The daughter.
The daughter's alive.
Yeah, but she's not a Presley.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean she's
isn't
not?
She like a Chloe or what is her last name? It's something different.
Well, that's because Lisa Marie married somebody.
Yeah. I'm just
but
saying.
But it's still the granddaughter.
Yeah. I'm just saying the name Presley.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying all the Presleys are dead as far as the last name goes.
Okay. Anyway, so it's tonight on CBS, so if you want to check that out, feel free to do that. We mentioned that Donald Trump is coming to town on Friday. He's going to be at the Gaylord. They're saying that he's going to do the Lazy River, and so that'll be pretty exciting. Oh, my God. I will tell you, though, I saw the coolest thing that these hotels are doing now. We haven't brought it here to Colorado, but they're doing it in California.
Yeah.
So they blow up these air mattresses like things that float, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they give you a little floating like glass of wine too, like right here. And then they just push you out to the Lazy River and it's really low, like they turn it down. And then they play like, and it's all candlelit and you just float down and just meditate.
Oh,
doesn't that sound awful?
That would be
awesome,
sweet.
Not awful. Awesome.
It's way better than just sitting down. You're like moving.
Yeah, and they have music, and it's all lit by candles. Hmm. And then they'll walk up if you want more wine. They'll pour in your wine. The other thing I was thinking is like that's like a crunch to set up. for that, so I might skip the wine.
Yeah, I need someone funneling that into my mouth.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I was like, oh, I'd have to get up on an energy. It just looked really cool. And it's a company that does it and takes these events to different hotels like the Gaylord, and then they set them up. And I tried to buy one. I wanted to go to the one in California with my girlfriend. And I tried to buy it, and it said it was all sold out. Oh, man. Anyway, pretty cool. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, Donald Trump going to be down the laser.
What kind of crowd do you think that's going to draw?
Well, it depends. Is he going to wear the long shorts with the flowers on it or the G-string?
I don't know. I don't know. I think he's going to go with the Speedo for sure.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty big out there. I think that they're going to pull in a pretty good crowd. I think he'll get 10,000 or so.
Yeah, I don't know how many Republicans we have here.
Yeah, I think they will.
We'll see what happens. What happens? All right, let's see here. Oh, I have breaking news. This just handed to me.
Uh-oh.
Bianca and Kanye are back together again.
Oh, no.
Yay!
Thank God.
I know. It's been a few weeks now, and they finally got back together. Yeah, their marriage was on the rocks, but then they reunited in Tokyo amid the breakup rumors. Yeah, so they're reunited. Anyway, and I guess they went shopping.
I'd love to go to Tokyo.
I would too.
That would be
great.
I've never been to Japan.
Yep, that would be pretty cool. I'm always just worried about earthquakes. I don't know why.
Yeah, I got a friend that went, and he loved it. Loved it.
My friend used to be for United. She was like a person that went on. It's when the airlines had a lot of money. Yeah. So for all the first class passengers, she would be like the liaison for Tokyo. Oh. But she said that the beds are little.
Little beds?
Little beds. Kind of short. Oh. Kind of short little beds. Like our legs hung over.
Yeah.
I've slept on a couch before.
Yeah.
I think it'd be close to the same.
Probably so. Yeah. Just getting a little... Yep, you'll be fine. All right, let's see here. Foxy Brown is trying to debunk rumors that she and Jay-Z had a relationship when she was underage. I guess this is now coming out. I'm wondering about this Jay-Z guy, okay? I'm thinking there's going to be this Foxy Brown. It's going to come up. I think Rihanna is part of the mix.
I think Jay-Z and Beyonce are definitely going to come up.
Yeah, I do too. The lawyer that has a bunch of people that are trying to... that say that P. Diddy did things. He has been speaking. Here is, if you want to play the first one.
The first one?
Which is number two, I think.
Just a second. Got to make sure
two?
I got it.
Right.
I think, no, it's not three. Number two.
Three?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Have you sent any demand letters out to anybody other than Diddy saying, here's what you've done, we want to settle with you, or we're going to file a lawsuit? Have you sent any to, say, other celebrities beyond Diddy?
We have, and I want to explain that process because it's important. You know, in every single case, especially cases like this, we collect our data, collect our evidence, do our due diligence, spend time with the victim, and then because it's in the best interest of the victim, we attempt to resolve these matters without the filing of a public lawsuit. And we have done that already. We've done that, I would say, you know, with a handful of individuals, many of which you've heard of before, and we'll continue to do that. That's just the standard process that every lawyer in the United States who handles these types of cases uses, because it's the right way to do it.
That guy does not sound like a high-priced lawyer.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I saw him, and he has, like...
You got a southern twang to it.
Well, and his hair is greased back, and I cannot stand it when men grease back their hair. I don't know why that bothers me so much, but it does. It's like, why are you putting, like, grease in your hair and slicking it back?
It looks like you just got out of the shower.
Yeah, it looks greasy.
He doesn't sound like a guy that is so high profile of a lawyer that he can go after, like, this Diddy case to me.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah. He also talked about who should be charged.
If you were attending one of these parties, if you will, and you attended before, or you knew what was going to happen, that is, you knew that a particular drug was being used in drinks that was causing people to be coerced and taken advantage of, and you were there in the room, or you participated, or you watched it happen and didn't say anything, or you helped cover it up, in my view, you have a problem. And as we file each one of these cases, we're going to make an effort to resolve them on the front end. But failing that, we're going to file public lawsuits and pursue these cases aggressively.
He also said that it's weird because people are sending him tapes from the party. They're sending him tons and tons of video, but he has to be really careful with these cases because you don't know what the context is. Mm-hmm. You know?
You're just getting random videos.
Yeah.
It could take this guy years to go through this.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to him. He's got to go through all this video. He's got to go through all these witnesses. He's got to go through all these accusations that he wants to make sure is right before he announces any names.
Yeah.
He's got 120 victim clients. And there are more coming in. It could take years for this.
And then he said that they had 8,000 phone calls, so they got it.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to add that.
Yeah, that's yeah.
1,000 phone calls.
Oh, my
calls.
Gosh.
That's unbelievable.
I'm wondering it, because he said that he's taking it as part of the case from a guy from Los Angeles, called him and said, dude, I need help with this. So he also is helping this guy, and I wonder if it's one of those cases where you think you're going to be in the money, right? And then you start doing it, you're like, this is just too much work. It's like delivering newspapers when you were little.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the situation is.
My sister, she was older, and she would roll those newspapers up and deliver them. And then one day we got that phone call, man.
Yeah.
It was from the newspaper company that called my dad and said, your daughter just dumped all the newspapers in the trash. Didn't even deliver them. She'd had it.
Too yeah. many to drop off.
Just too
many. Big a job.
Just too big of a job.
That's it. Too yeah. big a job.
You know how it is, Schmidel, like being here. Just so much,
too much
to do.
There is a lot to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you work two jobs. It's just a lot.
It is
yeah.
a lot. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about in the big term?
What do you mean?
Like, what's your long-term goal?
Yeah.
Dude, I have no idea, man.
Yeah.
I wonder that all the time, because, like, once you two retire, I don't know what I'm going to do as far as radio goes. So that's kind of why I'm doing this weed thing, just so that I have something extra to go into, just in case this doesn't work out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you better
so
hurry.
That's kind of where I am right now.
Well, you better hurry, because Jamie and I decided we're retiring Friday.
And, so you and 2 days. I feel like it's going to be pushed up because BJ needs hearing aids, and that's really hard to do radio when you need hearing aids.
What? I didn't hear you. What?
Did the song end?
Friday, you've got 3 days, Spadil. You better decide your future.
So, good luck, fucker. All right, I'm done. There you go, tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie and I made a friend this morning. She's down in Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, her name's Tampa Bay Angel. Region. Angel.
Angel. She's at work this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking.
She didn't evacuate.
Got a big hurricane coming your way, but nope, she had to go in and work.
Did you notice how she made excuses for everything that they told her? Like, we're like, oh, but listen, your mandatory evacuation. She's like, yeah, but we're next to shallow water.
Yeah.
And then we're like, yeah, but, you know, it can come in inland. I mean, look at North Carolina. Yeah, but I'm not in a flood zone.
Yeah, she had an answer for everything.
Yeah.
We tried our best.
We did.
We even played this clip. This is the mayor of Tampa. We played this audio down the line for Angel, and it's still... It didn't change her mind at all. She continued to work at that accounting firm that she's at, right?
Well, it's an HVAC place.
Yeah.
Same thing. This is literally catastrophic. And I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
I don't think you can argue with that.
I mean, that is a lot.
Angel! Hello? Angel!
I mean... You know,
that's the mayor. I've never heard an authority that you know, elected official say something like that.
You know what? I bet the people at Steel Bros wouldn't even let anybody work. They would be like, save your family, save yourself.
Yeah, get out of town.
Get out of here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Angel works for
I don't know.
Poopy pants guys.
I don't know. Dave over there at Steel Bros is pretty hardcore. He might make you stay and hook up a couple of hoses.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to say one way or the other.
Right? Oh my God. So dumb.
What a crazy storm, though. This thing's a Category 4 this morning. In all seriousness, it's a Category 4 headed for Tampa, Florida. The evacuation lines are just completely... When you go through your feeds today, and that can be Facebook, Instagram, wherever, all you're going to see is this hurricane. This hurricane is about to hit in about less than 48 hours now for the Tampa Bay area, and everybody's trying their best to get out of town. It is absolute chaos.
Did you see that your spirit animal texted you?
Who?
Your spirit animal?
No.
Yeah. She said, oh my God, BJ, you and I are supposed to be together.
Why?
Because she watched the Weather Channel for 5 hours too yesterday.
No.
Here from Colorado.
Wow. We could watch together.
I know. It's like, why are you watching it? There's nothing happening. It's like literally just sitting there spinning. They even like run out of stuff to say.
Look, Jamie.
And you're in Colorado.
No.
There's a little romance. Would you sit there and you listen to them talk about those bars and how they've dropped down to below 90. Woo! And this thing is all getting, you know, it's starting to really blow now.
Yeah.
This storm is really kicking in. It's a cat.
Yeah.
Cat 5.
Now, I'll watch it when it hits landfall. You know, I'll watch for, like, you know, 30 minutes while the guy's trying to stand up and hold on to something. But you guys just watching while it's simmering is weird. For 4 hours, it's just out there doing nothing.
I love it. There's nothing else on. Nothing else on.
Yeah.
Watching a hurricane develop.
There was Real Housewives of Potomac to catch up on.
Let me
Real Housewives of, New York started. Oh, that's a good one.
Let me give you something with this hurricane that me watching the Weather Channel that I know that none of you know.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Do you realize there is a flock of birds, huge, thousands, that are caught inside this hurricane?
Do they sing?
What?
They can't get out. They're in the eye. They're in the eye of the storm.
Do they sing?
They can't run far away.
They can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. You stuck in the middle because I don't know if they sing, Jamie. What do you mean if they sing?
Flock of seagulls?
No, it's not seagulls. It's just birds. They're birds that are caught up in the storm.
I had to just force that joke because he wouldn't listen. He just force it.
I didn't get it.
And force it.
Do they sing?
That's why I said they can't run far away. That's their
right,
song.
Right.
There are. Never mind. There are 1,000 birds that are stuck in the middle of this hurricane.
And
in
they
the
can't
eye.
Run away.
Can't get out of there.
And I run so far away.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Somewhere, Jamie.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos, sitting in some room somewhere, laughing. He's just laughing. Look what these people are doing. Oh, they're my sheep. I love it. He is sitting somewhere laughing at people because they're on with this Amazon Prime Days. They're waiting for lightning deals. Every 5 minutes, you got to check in.
I think they're doing a disservice to themselves.
What do you mean?
Well, because so all day long, the lightning deals change. So they want you to click on all day long, every 5 minutes, to see if whatever product you want goes on lightning deals.
It's a game.
It is a game.
It's a game.
It's bizarre. I mean, I did get some under eye patches because they're 42% off.
Yeah, okay.
They go under your eyes. You know, they're supposed to, I don't know what they're supposed to do, but they
the
do
dark
stuff.
Circles,
yeah, the dark circles and stuff. I bought those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you get a lightning deal?
I got
them?
A lightning deal.
Okay.
But see, you don't know if your product, like I'm looking for a vacuum. I don't know if the vacuum I want is going to be on a lightning deal or not in the next 48 hours.
I know. And then the thing is if you buy it, then if it goes on a lightning deal, you're going to have to return the other one.
Yeah. I'm going to be mad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Maybe Target and Walmart are better ideas today because they stay the same.
I think Jeff Bezos and Amazon thinks that they just have us right where they want us.
Well, they kind of do.
And here we are. We're just sitting here licking our lips, waiting for the next lightning deal.
I kind of am.
Not me. I'm not playing that reindeer game. But listen, not with these people.
Listen,
I won't do it. I'll go to Walmart.
Listen, there's a thermometer that's 43% off. That's a pretty good deal. It's
a
lightning deal.
How much is it?
Well, let me see. And it comes in 3 different colors because you need that when you're sick, different colors. It looks like it's $16.
All right, I'm going to buy this one thing.
And
after
then that's
this,
it.
No, listen to me. After this, I will not play his stinking game.
It's a lightning deal. You only have so
grab,
many minutes.
Oh, I'm going to grab one thermometer. On.
Yeah.
And that's it, folks. I'm done with Jeff Bezos.
You only have so much time to get it. So you
all right,
up.
That's it.
Yeah. 64% of them have been claimed.
Oh,
you gotta hurry.
I'm gonna get mine, but I will not participate after this. Promise.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to play this one more time. The meteorologist, the older guy that was crying. because of the millibars on this thing had it dropped out.
The millibars are sad.
Yeah, the millibars
are sad. He got really choked up about this hurricane.
Never, ever in the history of his career had he ever seen anything like this, that this hurricane had gotten to, to the category and beyond that he's ever seen in anything he's ever witnessed on a radar. And here's the guy getting all choked up. This guy's probably, wouldn't you guess, about 70 years old?
Yeah, yeah. I would.
He's been around for a while. Yeah. Here he is.
Yes, that news just came out right now. And it's just an incredible, incredible, incredible hurricane. It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific.
And he gathers himself.
All right. Holy so here's cow. What we got to do. Here's what we got to do.
What?
I mean, this guy just went viral, right?
Yeah.
He's been doing the news for, I don't know, never heard of him, nothing. Now he's viral. You need to cry.
Hey, me?
Yep.
It's hard for me to do.
I know it is. I know. Maybe we get some Marley and Maddie in here, right? Yeah. Is that the name of the movie? Marley and Me?
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me, mm-hmm. Right? No, Maddie. Marley and Me. We get some of that in here, right? Beforehand. And then you watch it. And then right at the end, you know where the dog dies?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to give that away.
Yeah, the dog did die.
Yeah, it dies.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd cry the second time around, though.
Oh, really?
No.
Really?
No, I cried the first time because he caught me off guard, but that dog died.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I think if I've seen it before, I don't think on the replay I'm going to cry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a tough one there.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Old Yeller? That's one from school. So they showed us Old Yeller in second grade, and all the parents were outraged.
Yeah.
Because they shot their dog in front of all of us kids in second grade.
Shot the dog. That might get me.
It's a little aggressive.
I do have a spot for that.
Yeah. Can you imagine now your kids all sitting in front of this projector, right? In second grade. And then you come home and you're crying and your mom's like, what happened? You're like, they shot the dog.
You're like, what?
What times dog? Have changed, right?
Yeah. That one might get me.
Yeah. It's kind of sad.
This guy has gone viral, though.
Yeah,
this
he
guy,
has.
Because he broke down, and it was real, too. I think he was on the Weather Channel yesterday. That's
was
where
he?
This happened.
Oh, I thought it was like on some, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know for sure. But this guy, he broke down, and man, it went everywhere. But it's so sincere, too.
Well, yeah, because really those things went down.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Millibars or something?
The millibars. I am hungry for a candy bar.
They dropped like crazy. Caused him to cry.
I know, it's so bad.
All right, BJ, Jamie, we got to go, man. Don't forget, more chances. Hey, Spadil, do you know exactly what time we have the chances to go to Maroon 5?
12 and 3.
12 and 3. So Heather?
Yep, Heather and then Slacker.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Hurricane Heather coming up next.
Is that what we're calling her now?
I don't know.
That's adorable.
I kind of like it.
All right,
you guys
let's
have a great day today. Enjoy, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.